This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the bubble's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, this is the best of lunchtime radio, the Capricorn Adventure. Buckle up. It is definitely time to hit the road and head into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Now, Chinese vehicles are shaking up the scene, right? Offering incredible value for money. And today, we are zooming in on one that's making headlines. Yo, I love this one so much. The all-new Chery Tiggo 8 Pro Max. Our motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu, took it for a spin, and he's here to share his first-hand impressions and experience, followed by motoring tip you will not want to miss. And of course, we've got the hot jam of the week to head us into the weekend. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, King Bash. I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
I'm great. I'm so excited to speak about the Tiggo 8 Pro Max. So how would you describe the exterior design of the Chery Tiggo 8?
You know what, I was also quite as excited as you are. It looked quite good in the metal, definitely very sharp, and it's more bigger than it appears to be, which was quite, you know, interesting enough. I loved how modern it looked. I always had this purple color, and I noticed they decided to throw in 4 exhaust pipes to the car, which I don't know if it really adds to the performance of it, but it just looks cool. Mm-hmm. And I quite liked it all in all. Very big and mean looking SUV.
No, most definitely. And can you share your experience inside the cabin? Any unique quirks or standout features that you might have experienced?
Okay, so the cabin was lovely. Everything felt good to the touch. Premium leather seats, lovely leather-wrapped steering wheel, modern display, you know, your virtual cluster entertainment screen. Everything felt quite nice and well-built. For me, I think the irritation was just the safety systems. There's a lot of safety systems in this car. It has an NCAP safety rating of 5. But you'll notice when you drive the car, the incessant beeps are always there. And, you know, you find yourself trying to concentrate on the road while it's trying to turn it off most of the time. But, I mean, apart from that, it's quite good. Lots of things like you have a 360-degree camera to give you a surround view. Apple CarPlay, I struggled to actually connect to Apple CarPlay. It didn't work as well as I wanted to. And just inductive charging, all the lovely bells and whistles inside. There's even a certified clean air system where it actually filters out, you know, the condition of the air in the car, which is interesting. But also, King Bash, yes, lots of driver assistance systems, and that's just about it, really. Really good. Not too bad. I think the value for money is definitely there.
All right, I see you've touched on some of the advantages and disadvantages, but what were the pros and cons of driving the Chery Tiggo 8?
So it had a lot of woomah, so to say, a 2-liter four-cylinder petrol-charged petrol motor, pushing about 187 kilovolts and 390 newton meters of torque. So it had a lot of, you know, power when you needed it to for the off-road loading or gravel roads and day-to-day city commutes. But I think the dual-clutch transmission tended to be a bit clunky here and there. I've noticed that it jerks here and there, very forward, very back. It's not as refined as one wants it to be. Fuel consumption, I've heard all sorts of types of reviews about the car. Some have said they've achieved 14 meters per 100 kilometers. I actually monitored it pretty precisely because this car has been driven. It did about 15,000 kilometers on the clock, so it's been run in pretty well, and I achieved about 8 liters per 100 kilometers. The highest I saw was 10 liters per 100 kilometers. So it's in good nick with the driving there. And I think also when you put too much power in the car, I took it off road for some gravel roads. I noticed when you put some power to it, it's not centered as well as it. I feel like it just wafts about too. It needs to be, it's like after, when you compare it to a Tiguan or something, just solid. You feel it's capable. But this car just feels a bit too nimble to my liking.
No, I hear you. And I mean, how does the Chery Tiggo 8 stack up against its competitors? I mean, is it a strong contender, Prashirwin?
So, yeah, I think it's definitely the value for money. It is 731,000 Rand for the Pro Max variant. And I think for the price tag and what you get, it is quite a good value proposition. I just think that, you know, it really depends on what you like. As I said, the competition, you have the Mahindra XUV 700, Honda CR-V, Haval H6GT, which is also quite nice. I like that. The build quality inside that is also quite nice. And then the Tiguan, VW Tiguan All-Space. So you'll just have to look at what fits your wallet and your bank account.
Most definitely. And to wrap it up, Prashirwin, before I let you go, could you share your motoring tip of the week along with a hot jam?
All right. I know we all know speeding is one of those things where we sometimes just don't speed, ladies and gentlemen. A friend of a friend, well, he's not really a friend, but there was a situation where he got stopped by the police, and obviously the cops got out, guns blazing, ready to attack, because he was doing just above the speed limit in the 60-kilometer zone. And as you can imagine, the cops threatened him with criminal record. He's a very young guy, criminal record, vehicle impound, your reputation is going to be smeared. And, you know, as a young person, just please don't speed. First of all, you're in the wrong already. And obviously the cop wanted the bribe, naturally. He wanted the bribe, he got his bribe, and they went on their way. But yes, let's not give the cops ammunition and speed, people. Let's keep to the speed limit, and let's smile. And to end off with Tlala Tuxin Amadia.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for that, Prasho, and do have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Have a blessed one, as always, and listeners.
And that is how we wrap it up, man, with Prasho and Naidu. He's back again next week, Friday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.